We will begin on Daf Kuf Chav Ches on the Beis, five lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had mentioned quite a few halachas that Rav Abba had sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Begins the Gemara today, Darsh Mazurta Mishmeid Rav Simi Barashi, Hilchsa B'chol Chanish Shmatza, the halach in all the halachas is the halacha is like Rav Abba said in the various halachas. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, Rav Nachman Mai, which halacha, how could you say so? We learned in our previous year, regarding somebody who is owed money, can that debt be collected from Avodim? Rav Abba said that that the Baal Choyv of a mace could be collected, that if a person passed away owing money, they could collect the money he owes from his Avodim. Rav Nachman disagreed, and the Gemara says that we know that whenever it comes to Din and Mominus, the Halacha follows the opinion of Rav Nachman. So how could you have just said that Halacha is like Rav Abba when we know that the Halacha ought to follow the opinion of Rav Nachman? To which he responded, our version of what Rav Abba said is actually, Rav Abba says, is that we cannot collect from the Avodim. And the continuation of the Gemara is Rechein Amar Rav Nachman, and that's actually what Rav Nachman said. So according to this, Rav Abba was agreeing with Rav Nachman, and that is indeed the halacha. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Ve'ela, if everybody is agreeing that both Rav Nachman and Rav Abba are agreeing that you can't collect from Avodim of the mace, so now we have a different question. The question that comes up now is, whenever the Gemara says Hilchasa, what the Gemara means to say is that there is a dispute and we're paskening in a certain fashion, we're paskening this way. But if everybody agrees that if Rav Nachman and Rav Abba are both in agreement, so ask the Gemara, where is the machlokes? There's no machlokes. If there's no machlokes, what do we say? Hilchasa. Hilchasa lefuki mai. Why are we trying to say hilchasa when there's no disagreement? So says the Gemara, maybe lefuki midirava. Rav Shem Bar Ashi is coming to disagree with Rava. What Rava had discussed in our previous year, who are considered relatives that cannot say testimony? And Rav had suggested that a Shlishi Barishan, a third generation, could say Eidus for a first generation. And the halacha perhaps is, like Rav Abba, that only a Shlishi in a Sheni could say Eidus. Says the Gemara, why would we want to create a machloikis between Rav Abba and Rav? Says the Gemara, maybe the way to understand the Gemara is merciful. It's not that Rav Abba and Rava are disagreeing. Rather, the way to understand is that they're actually agreeing. And what happened was that Rav Abba said that a shlishi b'sheni is kosher, and came Rava in to say that not only is a shlishi b'sheni kosher, but even a shlishi b'rishon is kosher. So the question is, if that is indeed Rav Abba's opinion, then not only a shlishi b'sheni is kosher, but even a shlishi b'rishon is kosher, so why didn't he say so? So the Rashbam explains, because Rav Abba was responding to a question that he was asked. He was asked regarding a situation of a shlishi b'sheni, and he answered the question that he was asked, and he said that a shlishi b'sheni is kosher. But he didn't speak about a shlishi barishan because that wasn't what he was asked. So if that's the case, asked the Ramban, as the Gemara is going to say, but maybe he didn't agree with Rav Ashi, if he's going to say different than Mabar of Ashi. Mabar of Ashi said that one can say Eidus about a grandfather, and Rav Abba was disagreeing. So asked the Ramban, why should we say that? Maybe he was agreeing with Rav Ashi as well, And he didn't say that, he didn't speak about that case, because it wasn't the case that he was asked about. So the Ramban answers that since the halach is not by Mar Bar Rav Ashi, we don't want to have explanation that forces us to say that he did follow the opinion of Mar Bar Rav Ashi. Read the Mar Bar Rav Ashi, less hechas ka Mar Bar Rav Ashi. The halach is not Mar Bar Rav Ashi. So the question is, that's so what is it necessary to say it? So the halacha regarding who could say Eidus or not, the Ramah says that even if we'll say, as Rava just said, that a Shlishi Barishan is kosher to say Eidus, Midrabanon, one should not rely on such Eidus. And therefore, he says the Sma, if a woman had received Kedushin in front of Edim, who are Shlishi Barishan, and then this woman received Kedushin from another man, what we should do is that she has to get a, since we don't know if it is or isn't a real good Kedushin, we're not certain how to treat this, she should get a get from both, says the Gemara. So again, we're trying to ascertain why was it a necessity to say the halacha is like Rav Abba. Why would we think differently? Viva l'fuki d'shmuv Rav Sheshes Rav Papa, that we learned that they discussed a situation regarding that somebody who was a kosher aid, but then became disqualified, he became blind, became a deaf mute. Says the Gemara, we don't need our Gemara to tell us that the Aloch is not like them. Hutaisu, as we learned in the Gemara brought a brisa that clearly refuted their opinion. Ella, says the Gemara, lefukim midereb yoichran. What the Gemara is trying to say is that Reb Yoichran said that if somebody had testimony regarding one of his children, that he's a Bechor, that when there was a different child who was Muchsik, who was assumed to be Bechor, that he's not Neman. And what we want to do is passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that even if there's a Chazaka, that this child, against this, that there's a different child as a Bechor, we follow what the father says. Says the Gemara, the Ma'asafta the Mabra of Ashi, and the other point is that we want to exclude what the question that was asked the Mabar of Ashi, that the Gemara said, as so at the end of our previous year, if somebody is a Moedah Mixis, that, and then there are Edim who say Edis that he really paid up the entire debt, he's Chayiv Shvuah, and the Gemara asked, why should he be Chayiv Shvuah? Why is this not considered a situation of Meshiv Aveda? And since it's considered a situation of Meshiv Aveda, he should be potter, he should not have to make a shvuah. Rav Simi Bar Ashi is coming to say that that's not the halacha, but rather the halacha is like Rav Abba, that in such a case, he does have to make a shvuah. We learned in the Mishnah, Hamachalik Nechosav Alpiv, if somebody is dividing his estate, Riba Lechot or Mir Lechot, and he gave one more and one less, if he said it as a gift, then it will be acceptable. But if he said it as a Yerusha, then it's not acceptable. And then the Mishnah continued teaching us, but if he mentioned this, that it's a gift, at any point, and we didn't really explain what this means, but now the Gemara will extensively, if the word Matana was used at any point, then Dvar of Kiyamim, what he said is acceptable. So ask the Gemara, what does that mean? And the question that the Rishonim debate, before we get into this Gemara, is this halacha only according to Rabbanan, or even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha? The Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha teaches us that in Hilchos Yerusha, if you give a Yorish, one of the Yorishim more, it's acceptable. So the Rashbam says that this is not following Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, because according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, the Rashbam explains that the Mishnah here is speaking about when you're giving it to one of your Yorshim. And there, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha has been teaching us, and we will continue studying the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, that you could give to you could give more as long or less as long as you're staying within the people who are Yorshim. The Rabbeinu Yoina, however, has a different explanation of the Mishnah. Because Rabbeinu Yoina says that even though, as we just said, Rabbi Yochanan Breika holds that as long as you're staying within the individuals who are Yorshim, you could change what they're entitled to, still, the halacha is you can't do that by a Bechor. By Bechor, you can't take away from the Bechor his what he's entitled to, even according to Rabbi Yochanan Babroika. If that's the case of our Mishnah, that's differentiating between Yerusha and Matana, we will explain, is speaking about a Bechor, and by Bechor, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is equal, is the same as the opinion of as the same of the Chacham. And the reason is, because if you take away, explains the Yad Ramah, from the Bechor what he is entitled to, so it's not that you're manipulating Yerusha. You're taking away that entire din in the Torah. And since you're taking away the entire din that said in the Torah, even Rabbi Yochanan Breika will hold that that is not acceptable. So says the Gemara, Heichi Dami, so we just spoke about, that the case of the Mishnah spoke about, Betchila, Besemtza, Besoif. So ask the Gemara, Heichi Dami, Matana, Betchila, what is it meant when a Matana was said, Betchila? Heichi Dami, Beemtza, what is it meant when it was said, Beemtza? Heichi Dami, what was meant when it was said, Besoif? Says the Gemara, Kosser of Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Etzisrael, Amar Rav Yochanan said to Rav Noichanan, if somebody said, Tanosin Sadi Leploini V'Yarsha, if he used those words, Zui Matana Betchila, that's considered a situation of Matana Betchila. And the Ran, quoting the Ra, says in order for it to be effective, as the Mishnah says, is only if he added the word, as the Gemara just said, Tanosin, the letter, as the Gemara just said, Tanosin Sad Deplinis Leplini V'Yarsha. But if he did, or vice versa, if he said Yershiva Tanosin Loi, that's a case of Matana B'Soif. And again, the Gemara is explaining that it has to have that connecting Vav. And because of you have that connecting Vav, it makes it into Matana, and makes it into Matana. Yershiva V'Tanosin Loi V'Yershiva, that's when you have a Matana B'Emtza. And in all of these cases, the halacha is, since the word Matana was used, and it was used in an effective manner, that's why the halacha is, it's acceptable. The Rosh, Taisus Rosh, also makes a point. The Mishnah said, B'Tchila B'Emtza B'Soif. Here, when the Gemara explained it, the Gemara said, B'Tchila B'Soif U'B'Emtza. Why did the Mishnah, why is the Gemara changed the order of the Mishnah? So he explains that not the Mishnah should be, the Gemara should be understood as Loizu Afsu. Not only where he wrote this at the beginning and the end, so there certainly the word Matana is strong, but where the word Matana was mixed into the middle, there I would think that it becomes a weaker demonstration of Matana. And if it becomes a weaker demonstration of Matana, maybe it should not be effective. Even in such a case, it's effective. But continues the Gemara explaining, according, Rav Dimi says in the name of Rav Yochanan, when will this type of a wording be acceptable? Dafka be adam echad v'sod achas. Only when we're speaking about one person giving one field. But adam echad v'shtein v'sodas, if there's one person that is giving out two properties, on one property he used the word Yerusha, and on one property he used the word Matana, or vice versa, there's Sada Achas, that he's dividing up to Shnei Bnei Adam, to two people. To one he used the word Matana, and to one he used the word Yerusha. To the one that the word Matana was used, it's acceptable. To one that Yerusha was used, it's not acceptable. And certainly points out the Rashbam, as we're going to see in the Gemara, that if he was giving two fields to two people, it would certainly be ineffective. Rabbi Lezer, but says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lezer, Aimer, Afilo Adam Echav Shtei Sadas, even if it's one person and two fields, oy sada achas, or it's one person, the shnei bnei adam, one field with two people, the halacha is as long as the word matana was used, then it's acceptable. But, says Rabbi Elazar, avol shtei sadas, it was speaking about two fields, the shnei bnei adam, so here it's considered two separate fields, two separate transactions, and one has no, and one, and therefore the one that's a Yerusha is not going to work, and one that is Matana will be effective. So the way Rabbi Chanan explains the Gemara, that if you're using, you're keeping it all one transaction, so all the wording is used for both transactions. But when you totally separated the transaction, you have no way of connecting the two transactions, and therefore, that what the Gemara is saying is, in fact, I saw that the Rivash explains why would we think differently, and the Rivash explains because we would think that since he used the matana in one sense, it should be a proof that he meant to use it in both transactions. Teaches us Rabbi Elazar where you used it. You used it, and where you didn't use it, you didn't use it, and we can't mix the two transactions up. Kiasa Ravan Amar, but Ravan came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Tanasan Sada Plinus Laplini, the Yirish Plinus Sada Plinus. So we have two fields and two people. One was Lashon Matana, and one was Lashon Yerusha. Here, he has a much different version. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Amakana, even the one that you only use the word Yerusha for, it's going to be effective. For Rabbi Elazar Amar, and Rabbi Elazar says that it's Lekana, it's not. Amalei Abaye L'Ravin. So Abaye says to Ravin, Achas Lekmet Chada, one of your statements is fine, Vaskav Lan Chada, but one of what your statement said is hard for us. Bishlam de Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, your version, we have a steer Rabbi Elazar. Before Rabbi Elazar said, two people, two fields, one was Yerusha, one was Matana, we keep the two transactions separately. How will we reconcile that with what you just quoted Rabbi Elazar said? Says the Gemara, Bishlam de Rabbi Elazar, like Kasha, Kamba Adam Echavish Dei Sadis. Adam Echavish Dei Sadis, Rabbi Elazar will be okay, or vice versa, Sadachas v'shnei b'nei Adam, can, v'shnei b'nei Adam v'shnei Sadas, where Rabbi Elazar will hold it's not effective. But ask the Gemara, but don't we have here a stira in Rabbi Yochanan? Ella, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, why don't you say that we have a stira in Rabbi Yochanan? According to you, Rabbi Yochanan holds, shtei Sadas v'shnei b'nei Adam, as long as the word matana was used anywhere, it's effective for the transactions. And Rav Dimi said that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that way. Says the Gemara, the way to answer this question is Amaroyim Linhu Alib Rabbi Yochanan. There's a Machloikis Amaroyim, what Rabbi Yochanan said. Now the Gemara says that another opinion, how to discuss what is the halacha. What is the halacha? Shlok Shama Loikana. If you said you Yerusha, then it's not effective. At Sheomer, unless it was said, Ploini uPloini Yirshu saw the Ploinus or Ploinus, Shnosati Lheba Matana for Yerusha. Because since he said the word Yerusha twice, and he inserted the word Matana in the middle, so what we're saying is that since he used the word Yerusha twice, then the word Matana that was inserted in the middle that is taken in both directions. And since it's taken in both directions, it's as if both got a Matana. Says the Gemara, what is Beplukta? We have other Amoraim that weigh in with opinions, say the Gemara, on this question. Amar Rav Nuna said, Loi Shana, that if he said Yerusha and Matana It's effective. Only by one person, one field. But as soon as you don't have that limited, as soon as you don't have that limited case, even if it's only one person, if it's two people, or it's one field and you have two people, then even though you use the word matana, it will not be satisfactory to treat, it'll be treated as a matana. It's interesting that the Rashbam, when he speaks about the case that Rish Lakish spoke about, Rish Lakish Amar Leikana, Atshiyam Eplani Plani Yirsha Sod Eplani Eplani Shnasatalam Matani Virusham, it's only, he differentiates if he uses the word Nasati, a Lashon Avar, versus Lashon Osid. If he says that Lashon Avar, then the halacha is, then it's not going to be effective. Many Achroinim try to understand where the Rashbam takes this differentiation. So he explains, when you say the word Nusati Lehem Matana, it's treated like you said the word Matana twice, and therefore it can be attributed to both. When you speak about the future, you can't attribute it that way. Nachrama, a field Adam Echav Shtei Sadas, if you have one person with two fields, or Sadak Shtei Bnei Adam, if the word Matana was used, then it's going to be effective. However, Rav Nachman says, Shtei Sadas or Shtei Bnei Adam, when you have two people and two fields, then if even the word Matana was used, this is what Rabbi Elazar has been teaching us, the one that got it by Yerusha won't get the field. Rav Sheshe says, Afilu Shtei Sadas Shtei Bnei Adam, if the word Matana was used anywhere in describing what he's doing, then the halach is it's effective. And that's what Ravin reported, is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. If anywhere the word Matana, if in any sense the word Matana was mentioned, then it's going to be treated like a Matana. Amar Rav Sheshe Shmanah Min Allah. Where do I take my opinion? The Tanya, the Gemara quotes a Gemara from Masechta Ksubos. Somebody says, give my children, and the Rashbam explains it's speaking about either a shchimera or a healthy person who's going overseas and he wants to leave support for his children, and he gives instructions that this is the amount that should be given to his children every week. So says the Gemara, and Rishash brings the question, what is meant? Before we get any deeper, does it mean that this shekel that he's speaking about should be divided amongst all of his children, or should be given to just one of the children? And he says it's actually a machloikis, connected to machloikis of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon, regarding the pasuk that says, "Ul v'nei Aaron tasek ksoinos." The Rabbanon hold, you made two ksoinos for each one of them. Rabbi Yossi says one, and says the same here. According to Rabbanon, he meant to give a shekel to every one of them. According to Rabbi Yossi, he meant to divide a shekel amongst all of them. So says the Gemara again, the father left instructions, "Tnu shekel lebanei b'shabbos, give a shekel to my children on a weekly basis. V'ruya litin tzala, but a shekel is not enough for them to live on." So the halacha is, nice and light seller. And as the Rashbam explains, that he knew that is a seller, a shekel is inadequate. And what he wanted to tell them is that I want you to live frugally. I want you not to spend money. Rashi Masechta Tainis explains what he meant to say is that you should work and earn money, and you shouldn't need more than a shekel from my assets. So what does it mean that Verula Sislam sell up? So again, there's two different explanations. If we follow the explanation that he meant give the shekel amongst all my sons, so it's not enough to support a whole family of children just with one shekel. If the other pshat, that we're only speaking to one son, what it means to say is, that give the entire this shekel is just not enough to live on. So the halacha is, So the halacha is noislam sala. We give them what they need to live on. However, if he was more explicit, he said, "Al titnulhem el shekel." I don't want you to give more than a shekel. So his instructions were very clear. And then the halacha is ein noislam el shekel. The halacha is that we only give a shekel. The Rashi Masechet Ketubot says that what will happen is that they're going to get the shekel, and the rest they're going to have to get from tzedakah. And even though we always want to avoid them taking tzedakah, the halacha is, since he was so clear, we have no right to take his money in any other way. Vim Omar, if he said, Emesu, if my children pass away and there's still some money left over, these children should not get that money. Yirshu acherim techteim, I want other people to get the remaining money. Then the halacha is, Ben Sha'amar Tanu, whether he said it in the wording of Tanu Shekel Abonai, whether he said it in the words Al Titnu Lahem El Shekel, then the halacha is, Ein Noisel Mel Shekel, they only get a shekel per week. Because since there's money, since he has other people he wants to give this money to, so any money that's given away is going to deprive these other people from getting that money, and we can't do that. We can't deprive them of money that they maybe potentially should be even getting. So Rav Sheshes explains that this person, these other people who he said, if there's any money left over, should get this money, are individuals who are not Yarshim. So now, going back to the beginning of our shir, we said that everybody agrees, and we said even Rabbi Yochanan ben Broich agrees, that's the way Rashbam has been explaining this Gemara, you can't give a Yerusha to someone who is not a Yerush. The only thing you can do for such a person is give it to him b'matana. Here, he said, Yishu Acherim Tachteim. He used the word Yerusha. So, it shouldn't help. So the question is, why do we take this statement into consideration? And as the Gemara just explained, we're taking the statement into very serious consideration. And because of the statement, we're limiting what we're going to give the children. What's the way to understand this? The way to understand this is because he had started his speech, so to speak, with the words Tanu Shekel Abonai. And since in part of what he was saying, he used the word matana, that is enough to make it into a matana. Now, certainly suggests the Gemara, this is certainly a situation of two different transactions. And if the halacha is when we're speaking about two different transactions, each wording is kept separately, so then this shouldn't be a valid transaction, because we're using the word Yerusha on people who aren't Yarshim. So yet, what did the Braisa say? The Kani, that it does work. So isn't this a proof, says Rav Sheshes, to my point, that if the word matana is used anywhere in his speech, even to a separate transaction, it's enough to make it be considered a matana. Answers the Gemara, who Moisev law? Rav Sheshes was the one that asked this question, and to be a proof to his opinion, but he then proved that it's not a proof. He then said, because these people that he's saying should be the Yorshim, if there'll be any money left over, are individuals who are royally Yarshay, are potentially Yarshim. And we go back, says the Gemara, to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha says that if you're giving it to somebody who is a potential Yarish, then even though you're not following the order that the Torah told us to do, that is still within the realm of Hilchos Yerusha. And since it's still within the realm of Hilchos Yerusha, that's why it's going to be That's why it's going to be acceptable, even though only the word Yerusha was used, and not the word Matana. Kvega asks an interesting question. He says what's the case if this person, if these people at the time he made the statement were not royally Yarshim. We spoke about many cases, brothers, nephews who maybe aren't Yarshim, a nephew, where when he made the statement, his brother was still alive. And since his brother was still alive, the nephews are not his Yarshim. But ultimately the brothers died, and then they became the Yarshim. So the question Rabbi Kivaga poses is royal Yarshim. When we speak about these individuals, do we say they have to be the people who are actually going to be the Yarshim? Or does the halacha mean that as long as they're potentially Yarshim, as long as when it becomes relevant, the Yarshim, that is enough? Actually, it may be connected, I saw, to some Paiskim want to suggest, that's connected to it may be connected to how we look when a son gets a Yerusha that was supposed to go to his father, a concept that we spoke about, we will speak about it again, a mishmush. Do we look at the son as an independent Yerush? If we look at the son as an independent Yerush, at this point, he's not the Yerush, his father's still alive. But if we look at the son as mishmush, he's just getting what his father was supposed to get, so as long as his father's a Yerush, that might be enough for him to be considered a Yerush if ultimately he was the Yerush. Says the Gemara. The Gemara brings a proof to Rav Shesh's opinion. And once we have a proof to Rav Shesh's opinion, then the halacha will be that the other opinions are obviously, we have a kash on them. Amar Ravashi Toshma. Somebody said, I'm giving you my assets. And again, learning the words of the Gemara. He said that he used the word matana, and many Rishonim try to understand why just saying the word matana is satisfactory. Where's the kinyan? But again, he said nechasei lecha v'achrecha, and after you pass away, yerush plani, the next person should get it. V'achrecha, and after that person passes away, and if there's any money left over, yerushu plani should go to a third individual. So halach is, Mace Rishon, when the first person passes away, Karan Sheni, and then the second person will get the assets. Mace Sheni, when that person passes away, Karan Shlishi, the third person gets it. The Mace Sheni B'chai Rishon, but let's say the second person pre-deceases the first person, then the halach is Yachzor and the Chasam Yosh Rishon. It doesn't go from the first person to the third person, rather, it goes to the Yarshim of the first person, because we have to follow what he said. He said it should go from the first to the second, from the second to the third. If we can't fulfill it going from the second to the third, then the halach is it stays by the first family. But here again, we see that the word matana was used to these other person, and yet it's satisfactory. Says the Gemara, and the Gemara develops this question. We look at each person as a separate individual, and yet we're saying, Ktani Dekana, yet we're learning that it's a valid transaction. So isn't this a proof that as long as the word Matana was used anywhere, it's enough to make it satisfactory? So says the Gemara, you'll argue, that you'll answer, as we said a moment ago, Hachinami b'royal Yarshim. We're speaking about that these individuals are people who are potential Yarshim. And once they're potential Yarshim, v'Reb Yochim HaBroika here, and we follow the opinion of Yochim HaBroika, that we're speaking about people who are real Yarshim, then we don't have a problem. And that's why it could be effective, even though the word Matana was used, even though the word Yerusha was used on this transaction, which is inappropriate. Says the Gemara, if these individuals are true Yarshim, Yahachi, why is the halacha meis sheni? If the second person dies, kana shlishi, then the third person gets it. Ask the Gemara, and the Gemara here now introduces a new concept. Says the Gemara, Shalach Rav Acha Bereder of Avya, the Divrei Rav Yochanan Brakeh, If somebody said Nechase Lecha Vachrech Leploini, he didn't use not the word Matana, not the word Yerusha, Harishin Royal Yarshay, and the first person is a person who is a potential Yerush, Ein L'Shein B'Makam Rishin Klum. Then even after the first person will pass away, the second person won't get anything. She'ein Zeh Losh Matana, he didn't use the word Matana, Ela Yerusha, this is a Yerusha wording, and now the Gemara introduces a concept of Yerusha and Lehefsik. And the Rashbam explains, there's a difference between, one of the big differences explained the Rashbam, between Yerusha and Matana, is a Matana is a gift. And I could choose how to give a gift, and I could attach strings to a gift that I give, that it should only be this month, for as long as this person is here, etc. Yerusha, explains the Rashbam, is a din d'oraisa. And the Torah, the money that's awarded to a Yerush, is awarded to him because he's a Yerush. And if the Torah gives it to him, if it's money that the Torah gave to him, then the halacha is that you can't manipulate that. It's money that he's given midaraisa. And the Tosfos Rit says, he said differently. So the Tosfos Rit explains, even though he used different wording, it's just wording that doesn't have any meaning. There is a question. We, in our perek, when we speak about Yerusha, we've been differentiating in Yerusha between the Yerusha of a son, of a relative, a son, a daughter, a brother, etc., versus the Yerusha of a husband. And the question that the Achroinim discuss is this halacha of Yerusha Ein Lo Hefsik said by all Yerushas, whether it's the Yerusha of a husband, of his wife's assets, or of children of their mother's assets, or the father's assets, or is it only a halacha by the Yerusha of, but not by a husband, because as we often discuss, a husband's Yerusha is a very, very different type of Yerusha. It's a question that I saw the Achroinim discuss, and I saw that the Alshech says that the halacha is that we don't differentiate. The halacha of Yerusha and Lehefsek even applies to the husband. So what do we see from here? That as long as the word matana was used, why is it that the second one gets the matana? Because since the first one got a matana, it applies to the second one as well. So Tiyofta the Kula, so all the opinions that said that just using the matana anywhere is inadequate is wrong. Tiyofta, says the Gemara. So we say that we just learned Resh Lakish said that we have two fields with two people, and if you use the word Yerusha twice and the word Matana once, that here it says that it's effective, and Resh Lakish said it's not effective, says the Gemara, the Tisbro, can we say that we're not following the opinion of Resh Lakish? Vama Rava, Rava taught us Masechta Yevam, Staf Lama Vavam and Aleph, the Hilchasek of Asay, the Resh Lakish Barin Talas. The Halacha does follow Resh Lakish in three cases. One is a Gemara Masechta Yevam, Staf Lama and Heyom and Beis. If somebody did Chalitza on a woman who was on his sister-in-law when she was pregnant, and then she had a miscarriage, Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't have to do another Chalitza. And Resh Lakish says that since at the time of Chalitza she was pregnant, the Chalitza is meaningless, and therefore she has to have another Chalitza. The other case is if somebody wrote over his assets to his son, and his son sold those assets while the father was alive, Rav Yochanan said that it's not a valid sale. Rav Shlokas says it is a valid sale, because the question is, what level of ownership does the son have in the assets? And the third halacha is what we're learning here. So how could we have a situation that the halacha is not like Resh Lakish? Answer, Gemara loy kasha. Kam b'tach dei dibur. If he said the words of Yerusha and Matana in Torkede Dibur. There's a machloikus throughout Shas. What is the length of time of Torkede Dibur? Is it the amount of time to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, or is the time to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umayri? So therefore, if you use the word Matana with Yerusha in the amount of time of Torkede Dibur, it is considered as if you use the word Matana. The Khan, where he didn't use, where he said it after Kadei Dibur, he said the second Yerusha after Kadei Dibur of the Matana, and therefore these two words are considered disconnected. Says the Gemara, because the halacha is that Chol Kadei Dibur, whenever something is said, Kadei Dibur, Kadibur Domi, it's considered connected. There's a big machloikus Rishonim as to why is that the halacha. Some Rishonim explain that this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that there's a special Takonis Chazal, that Toich Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Domi. Others explain, because the halacha is, if somebody is in the middle of a business transaction, and his Rebbe passes by, he has to have the ability to be able to greet him. And that takes the time to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Amiri, and says the Ramban, that just like by Krishma, where you're not allowed to stop in the middle of Krishma, you're allowed to say what you need to say. Here too, you say what you need to say, and therefore Chazal gave us this Torkedei Dibur time frame. The Ran gives a third opinion. The Ran's opinion is that the reason we say Torkedei Dibur Kedibur Domi, explains the Ran, is because Chazal wanted people to, that's human nature. People need a moment to make sure that what they said is what they want. So I saw the Pnei Menachem says a beautiful word. The Pnei Menachem says our Gemara is most interesting. Our Gemara is connecting business transaction to the way we recite Krishma. So ask the Ramban, ask the Pnei Menachem, what is the connection between the two? Says the Ramban, a tremendous lesson. What the Gemara is teaching us is that whenever you're in the middle of a business transaction, you should also be thinking about your Rebbe. And you should be thinking, what would my Rebbe say about this business transaction? Would my Rebbe approve of what I'm doing? Then go ahead and do it. Or would my Rebbe not approve of what I'm doing and don't do it? It says the Gemara, there are exceptions to this halacha. Levar, avoidus kachavim. If somebody designated something for avoidus zara, and toich de dibur he retracted, because the seriousness of avoidus zara, as the pasuk regarding avoidus zara says, shaketz tishaktsena, the Torah is so concerned about avoidus zara, that we should be so separated, there we don't say Torkedei Dibur, Kedushin. And the other case is, if somebody was Mekadosh and Isha, and Torkedei Dibur, he retracts, and he says, the money I gave her for Kedushin should be viewed as a gift, because then the halacha is, we're not certain how to treat this, and the halacha will be that she's a Sufik Mekadoshes. The Chasam Sofer says that if somebody Chas V'Shalom hit a father, and then Torkedei Dibur, he says, I'm sorry what I did. Torkedei Dibur cannot undo an act. But says the Chasam Sofer, if somebody Chas V'Shalom Rechman Slan cursed his father, and Torkedei Dibur he retracts, that would be acceptable. By Hegdish, Tosfos in Masechet Menachos explains that if somebody was magdish something, then the halacha is, we don't say Torkedei Dibur, you could retract. And the reason the Rishonim give is because we know that the halacha is a mirasa l'gavaya to mirasa l'hegdish. By hegdish, even though whenever you want to transfer something from one rishus to another rishus, as we often discuss in our shiurim, it's only effective if you make a kinyan. Here, the halacha is that by Hegdish, as soon as you say it, it becomes effective, and the halacha is that it can't retract. that opens up a question that the halacha I just said is by Hegdish. What will be the halacha by Tztaka? Some Achronim say that we treat Tztaka like we treat Hegdish. And once somebody designates something for Tztaka, he cannot retract, which would be relevant, for example, if somebody took out money to give for Tztaka, he can't change his mind. But in other cases, but others say that it's a halacha that's limited to the Mesiros L'Gvoik and Mesiros L'Hegdish is only by Hegdish and not by Tztaka.